Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch is brought to you by Sprint Business. Let Sprint Business show you five ways to grow with 5G and why it means faster business. See their pitch at sprint.com/elevator pitch.
Entrepreneurs Board of Investors is challenging America to pitch the next big idea during a 60-second elevator ride.
Time's up.
Oh, my gosh, I messed up.
If the pitch fails...
Enough talking already. Let's vote.
It's four no's. Send them back down.
Going down.
Oh, my God!
And if the pitch is successful...
Okay, two votes yes. Let's open the doors.
Welcome to the board.
Yes, we're in. Baby girl, we're in.
I love elevator pitch.
The judges face off to get the investment.
I'll do what he'll do, but I'll take 4%.
You're trying to mess up our deal?
Which deal you want? Us or him?
Now what you're going to do is destroy this entire opportunity.
Is the next billion-dollar company on its way up? It's Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch.
Going up.
Elevator Pitch Season 5, Episode 8. Let's do this, people. Hey, I'm Dan Bova, Editorial Director of Entrepreneur.com, and welcome back to the show where you get to be a fly on the wall as entrepreneurs try to win over a group of judges, and if they succeed, you get to hear the judges battle each other to strike a deal. So, when our judges meet an entrepreneur they believe in, they'll stop at nothing to make a deal. They negotiate, they steal deals out from each other. This isn't playtime. It is business. And sometimes, like in this episode, they will literally bend over backward and stand on their heads to make a deal. How else would you go about showing a yoga entrepreneur that you have a keen understanding of her business? So, ready to open your chakras and take in the mysteries of the entrepreneurial universe? Your new episode of Elevator Pitch starts now.
You ready to make some money? Let's hear the first pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
I'm Julie Surratt, founder of The Dharma Circle, where we use a proprietary yoga coaching method to create life-changing financial results for the hundreds of female entrepreneurs that we serve in our programs.
Ooh, I like what she's doing.
I host events where I typically convert at 50%, yielding over six figures profit at each event. Today, I'm asking for $100,000 for 10% equity, which will be used to expand our reach, to create transformation in the lives of female entrepreneurs nationally using our proprietary yoga coaching method. I look forward to seeing you in the boardroom.
Time's up.
So she interested me with when she said she had six figures per event.
Yeah, so she speaks on stage, makes a presentation and an offer, and 50%. Raise their hands, say yes, and write out checks.
Okay. I also liked her ask.
You know, I'm not just here for my good looks. I think you all might be in trouble on this one because I'm also a certified yoga instructor. So just throwing that out there. I don't want to say any more.
Nice,
you guys
done.
All need to vote, and we got to figure out what we want to do.
That's interesting.
Oh, all right, Kate. All
right. You just made it interesting, Peter.
So it looks like we all like this company. And Pete loves yoga. So let's open the doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Well done.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Yes. Thank you.
We want to learn more.
Okay, so think Tony Robbins.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, you're singing to him.
I'm the female Tony Robbins who teaches yoga to female entrepreneurs.
What is your background? I'm assuming you're a yogi.
Yes. I've been practicing yoga for 14 years.
What type of yoga? I'm a certified yoga instructor as well.
What style?
Basically, I'm certified in something called Smart Flow, which is a vinyasa-based alignment-focused practice.
Wow, awesome.
Thank you.
So is it just you in the business?
Yeah, I've got a team.
Okay.
But I host the events, and of course, my team backs me up. The investment really, honestly, is for scaling. A big part of that is team. Some of my clients have been with me for years and years and years, like literally since 2013.
So you've got a front-end offer, which you sell for what?
My main program is $12,000.
Okay, but the front-end, how are you getting people into your fulfillment event, and what is the price of admission?
Right. So up until last year, it was a lot of, honestly, organic and referral. And then in December of 2018, I discovered a sales funnel using cold traffic that's been converting like crazy.
What will you generate for 2019?
We're gonna be just up against $1 million.
And your expenses?
Yeah, so we're at a 30% profit margin. I'm putting most of it back into the business.
Okay, you had about $300,000 profit this year, is what you're saying?
Right.
Why are you looking for $100,000 to give up 10% of the company if you already get $300,000?
So it's amazing what Cash Upfront can do in terms of supporting that traffic funnel. And if I could just have that on the front end, I could host an event with 100 people.
Well, I'll add my 2 cents here. I've been in your business. I was for 15 years.
Yes.
And it turns out I also did a fair amount of work with Tony Robbins. You'll always go through cycles. Mm. Your funnels will break. They'll quit working.
Yeah.
And paid traffic goes through cycles. And once you scale, Facebook typically breaks as well. You'll get terrible traffic for a day or two, and then it'll be okay. What you don't have right now is IP that's saleable. If I were to do anything, it'd be a convertible note. And I'd rather just get paid 5% a quarter if I were going to do something. That means it's basically 20%.
I see, 20%.
I'm struggling a little bit, Julie, because you are the business at this point. So if anything ever happened to you, the business is gone. I love the fact that you are empowering women. I love what you're doing. That message just resonates. I know it resonates with Lindsay as well. I don't know, Lindsay, what's your...
I think you and I are on the same page with this one. I almost feel like you guys, the men, could help you more than I could. And I'm torn.
I'm not torn. What I would like to do is actually team up with that beautiful man sitting down on the end that has the Tony Robbins connection. I like Mike's idea, but let me throw an idea out that's a little bit of a variation of what you talked about. Instead of a convertible note, just a straight loan, okay? The loan would be for $100,000. We would get paid back $200,000,
mm-hmm.
and then indefinitely, we get a 5% royalty of all the revenue that comes in. And the reason I'm asking for that amount is because if we could get you from $1 million to $3 million or $4 million, that's going to be the best 5% you ever gave up. So from that standpoint, that is something I would be prepared to do if Mike would join me on it.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd throw it down with you.
So we have an offer on the table.
Okay.
The offer is $100,000, what you're asking for, until we get paid back $200,000. And after that, we get 5% of the gross revenue of everything you generate. Do we have a deal?
Okay, hold on, Julie. One thing, if I were you, if you're going to go into partnership here, let's see your best pose, and let's see if you can do it.
I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll put my yoga poses where my mouth is.
Oh, let's see it right now. Throw it down,
I will
Pete.
Do a one-legged crow.
Wow. Whoa!
Nicely done.
Yay!
Yay!
That's
awesome.
How about
that? Namaste, Julie.
All right.
Namaste. That was awesome.
Do we have a deal now for sure?
Now we have a deal for sure.
All right.
All right.
Of course you can.
I was shocked that Peter was a yoga instructor, and I was completely blown away by his impressive yoga pose. Peter rocked it.
60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Hi, my name is Tammy Bowser, and I'm the owner of Snag My Wedding. I know all of you have either been in a wedding, paid for a wedding, or plan to be a bridesmaid in a wedding. I have created a platform that allows brides to resell their entire wedding on one platform. Now, I was in a wedding for my cousin, and I saw all these things that she bought for her wedding. The average wedding is around $35,000. Now, why wouldn't you want to get an instant return on that investment? With Snag My Wedding, you can go onto our platform, create a free account, and upload all of your wedding items to that platform, and then resell them. We make money by collecting 10% on each sale. Today, I'm asking for $200,000 for 20% of my company. So
Five,
who wants to snag some weddings?
Four, 3, 2, 1, time's up.
Okay, I have not been married yet, but what could you resell that's part of the wedding?
So here's what I would tell you. First, you have Marketplace. But that is where you see a lot of it. But what you see, to your point, is a lot of candles or lanterns or things like that. I'm kind of with you on that. By the way, the wedding dress wasn't sentimental either. I just gave mine away. But I love you, honey. I love you. But, I mean, I'm just being very serious. So I'm not sure on this one.
So she basically saying I'm eBay for stuff that ultimately
it's all things
purchased
wedding.
For my wedding and you want it for your wedding so you can buy it used.
It's a good idea, but I just don't see... And 20% doesn't sound like she's up and running or making any money or she would have told us, so...
Your $35,000 gets whittled down to literally where do you make money off what piece of that pie?
That would have been a very compelling story. Yeah.
Well, the whole point is the entrepreneur making her pitch compelling enough for us to open the doors, and we're going to have to vote to find out.
Peter, let's vote to find out.
Unfortunately, that's four no's. Let's send her down.
Going down.
That's okay. Better luck next time. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy the pitch. What I forgot to say was that we have over 10,000 registered users on the platform. We've also been featured in Forbes and things like that, and we've got a lot of traction that way, so I think I kind of left that part out. If I could do it again, I would definitely slow it down a little bit and add those things in there and just kind of pitch it that way versus just trying to get through it.
We're very excited. Everyone has a game plan until they get punched in the mouth. I'm a competitive boxer, so I've actually been punched in the mouth, so what's the worst that could happen?
All right, you guys ready? Let's hear the next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Hi, I'm Meg Elsperman, founder of EPM Products. We transform suffering for all. I'm a Christian, a microbiologist, and a competitive boxer in Newport Beach, California. I was in pain daily, and I was tired of living in agony, just like the other 155 million Americans suffering in daily pain. Just like you, I went to the drugstore and saw all of these alleviating products that didn't actually work. They were filled with minimal active ingredients as well as other inactive ingredients. Simply put, a tea bag in a pool is not tea. That's why EPM products are formulated with all active ingredients, making them all earth.
I would actually use this.
I referenced the healing oils from the Old Testament and discovered Ezekiel 47:12. Their leaves will not wither, their leaves are for healing. EPM Products is now currently selling direct to consumer on our website, and we are cash flow positive. We are ready to disrupt the $8.5 billion pain market and more. Transform
Five,
suffering for
four,
all.
Three,
oh, what you're asking.
Two,
better science?
One.
Better medicine.
Time's up.
What's the ask? That was ridiculous.
I get the premise of it, and we can see the product. We don't know the ask.
Or how much. One thing I do know, the Christian market for something like this would be huge. It's a great angle, so there's a huge market there.
Yeah.
And if it's oils, that kind of thing, it's not going to be regulated. I'd be curious about clinicals and what kind of trials, if they've had any. So.
But is it too crowded, though? I mean,
it's never too crowded. Okay. It's a huge market.
You nailed that.
You.
Well, what do you say we vote?
Good job.
Yeah,
I think
we
need to vote.
All right, Lindsay, looks like only you and I voted to listen to him, so let's open up the elevator.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Yes!
All right, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi.
All right. How are you?
So first, we have to give you a little scolding. Because there was no ask. We're here to be investors. So clarify what you have, then we'll decide if we want to hear more.
So this is my chairman, Bobby. And this year, we have cleared six figures, and our ask is 15% for $1 million.
Six figures is what?
Over $100,000.
Okay.
But less than $150,000?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but Meg.
Yes.
Why? What is so special or different about this?
I've used all earth products, and they're all active ingredients. So I've completely eliminated any inactive ingredients, which makes these so much more potent.
Do you have feedback? Do you have clinical trials? Anything like that?
So what we've learned is this, what the customers respond to this. From the stories that we've learned from other people is how we've sort of been able to realize how this thing's happened, transforming suffering for all.
So you have anecdotal evidence, no clinicals, no trials.
Right now we have doctors actively selling this in the market, we have a doctor now who's going to do a study for us.
How much money have you put into it?
I've put all of my own money. I haven't taken any investments.
What do you want the $1 million for? How do you plan to use that?
So the $1 million, one for production infrastructure. We want to get to that 100,000 bottles. We know our price point for that, and we can move that very fast. And then also for a sales team and for marketing and advertising.
The valuation is a little steep for me.
It's insane.
A lot steep.
A lot? Gigantically a lot steep. Yeah.
If I were looking at this based upon your sales multiple, not potential, and it's the two of you, might be worth a few a few hundred thousand dollars. What you need is friends and family around to get to the next stage, show some proof, get something beyond anecdotal evidence.
I know that this works because when you're getting hit in the face, you figure that out really quick. So
it's really up to these two. And what are you guys thinking?
I wish we could try it.
Absolutely.
Well,
sure.
All right. I'm willing to provide my services to help you get some additional traction. That means making some introductions to large distributors I know, also people who do clinical trials. And I do have access to a huge database of functional medical doctors. I think you need to generate more sales, do a friends and family round, and then we can talk about making an equity investment. So it's 3% for my advisory services.
I can't beat that deal because I think that his background is more well-suited for your needs right now.
So, do we have a deal?
We appreciate you. We appreciate you as a customer and share everyone you know about EPM products.
All right, so I think that's a no, correct?
Yes.
All right. That was a soft no, Mike, but it was a no nonetheless.
Yeah. Soft no, we would love to have you as our customer.
All right, so the deal's off the table. Good luck with everything you do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming in.
Michael was so sweet to offer 3% for a consultant, but we have an earn-in that's a structure that performance before reward. I think that if Michael was more serious about putting his real equity in this, at this valuation that he had, he could have put in $200,000 for 3%, and that would have let us know more how serious he is about putting his money where his mouth is.
All right, let's hear the next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Hello, my name is Leroy Frankie. I'm the author of A Technician's Guide to Accelerating the Auto Repair Industry and founder of Automotive Learning Center. It's said that timing is one of the most important factors in determining a startup's success. As an industry expert, I promise you the time to pioneer a change is now. We have a problem where automotive technology is rapidly evolving, but our workforce is not. When Toyota or Ford puts out new technology, all electric vehicles, for example, they train their technicians on the theory, diagnosis, and repair of those systems. But how is John from John's Auto expected to keep up? A lot of times he can't. ALC not only offers courses focused on teaching, focused on keeping techs like John relevant, but our e-learning, instructor-led, and VR integrated curriculum is designed to build a foundation for new technicians to start their career. I'm offering 10% for only $100,000.
Five,
thank you.
Four, three, two,
or some free advice.
Time's up.
Guys, I'm as lost as John from John's Auto. I don't understand.
All right, so here's what he's got. I assume his customer is a shop owner who's gonna pay a monthly subscription fee for his product or service, and he's gonna deliver this training so the automotive techs can keep up with all the vehicles, all the technology, et cetera, et cetera.
But by the way, that's what I understood. I think the problem he is trying to solve, which he did not articulate very well at all, is technology is going really fast, but the rate at which humans can learn is not keeping up. So they're trying to, teach them.
One of my concerns would be, I know for a fact that there are some majorly funded companies doing what he's doing way more sophisticated. So I think the only question that should be asked is, does he have a segment that's slick and cool that one of these other bigger players could sort of gobble up in short order, and there is something there.
Right.
Okay, let's vote. Let's get this vote and see what happens here.
Right on.
Okay, well, Mike and I voted yes, and you got two no's, so let's open those doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Welcome! Yeah.
Thanks, guys. How's it going? Got some generic marketing material here.
All right. Yes.
Okay, thank you. While you're passing that out, I did not catch your name.
Leroy Frankie.
Leroy Frankie.
Yep.
So can you tell us, is there a niche market that you're really targeting?
So aftermarket repair shops, the mom and pop shops. We've been into business almost 2 years now. It's pre-revenue. I know you guys hate that. But we've launched a couple betas, and then we have the commercial program that we haven't launched yet. But that's for the independent repair shops.
So how many people have been beta testing or trying this out so far?
It's about 30 each time, so about 60 only now.
Okay.
Who would you say your competitors are in this?
The competitors, so that's interesting. I would say traditional vocational schools such as UTI, Lincoln Tech, and what we're trying to fix, once you graduate, you don't go back. So if you graduate and you go to a Goodyear, let's say you work there for 5 years, the technology that's come out since you've graduated is something that you're not privy to unless you go out and research it yourself, maybe using a service manual, but that's the problem there. There's not continued training. And the idea is to have, let's say Goodyear would sponsor a course on wheels and tires. We would put their name on the course, we'd use their content, which makes it easier for us to develop courses because they would give us content. And that would also be marketing because Goodyear could promote it and we could promote them. So it would be a lot of strategic partnering.
So what are you going to do with the money?
We're looking to grow the team to have a full-time animator and a developer for the VR courses.
You must still be working while you're trying to get this
exactly.
set up.
Yeah, we're both full-time techs.
You have another job right now?
Yeah. I was teaching for a long time and I moved. I took a job repairing cars again. So that's a lot of the reason why we haven't been able to kind of scale this faster.
So would you go to full-time?
Absolutely.
If you get this type of an investment is what you're saying.
If I had any sort of runway, I would take it, and I would go full-time.
This is really intriguing. There is absolutely a need. The only thing is I want to invest in someone that I know that's a little bit further along, and I feel like you guys are a little bit scattered somewhat.
Here's what I would say. I love the idea of creating sponsored content because then you've got multiple revenue streams. That would show some traction. And you'd have some income, and being able to get money from multiple sources makes this a very viable opportunity because then you can do sponsorships, advertising, in addition to enrollments.
Okay.
But I think you're a little too early, at least for me.
Right, okay.
But love the concept. Leroy, you just need to get a little bit further ahead. And the sponsorships could be the key,
right.
Literally. That could really help you. But clearly, you've identified a gap in the market and a need. So, Leroy, Sprint Business wants to pitch in, and we want to offer you an award and some consultation because I think there's a great niche and a marketplace and how we might partner together. So when you talk about, like, Chromebooks as an example, or is it going to be on tablets? Like, how are you going to deliver it? So I'd like for Sprint to work with you on that, and we're going to offer you that free of charge and from Sprint Business.
Thank you.
Leroy,
good job.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For coming in.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Thanks,
you. Good luck.
Thank you. So I guess they didn't like the metrics. It's a little early. I get that. Makes sense. Which comes first, chicken or the egg, you know? And you can't really go full time unless you have the money. So if I could sway their opinion, I'd ask to give me a little and see what I can give you. I'm sure I can give you a lot.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Hi, my name is Alex. My company is Peakies. We have the answer to every parent's question. Does the diaper need changing? We've invented a patented see-through mesh panel through which one can see whether a diaper is soiled. There's no longer need to undress the baby. No other clothing on the market has this feature. Let me explain how diapers work these days. There's wetness strips on the diaper. If the diaper is yellow, it means the diaper is dry and doesn't need to be changed. But if it's blue, it means the diaper is soiled and it does need to be changed. It's so easy to see it through the Peakies panel. Also, the Peakies panel is mesh, so it's very breathable, which the baby really loves. Is this a great deal to invest in? Yes, let me tell you the four reasons. One, I've patented this. Two, I've made prototypes with a local manufacturer and we're ready to make quantities at any time. Three, I have a successful track record in startups. And finally, we are pre-revenue.
Five,
so I'm selling 49% of the company
three,
for $50,000. I'm here
one.
To make a deal.
Time's up.
What was that?
Pre-revenue, 49%
for
$50,000.
That tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it makes absolutely no sense. He will be no longer in the control of his company if he takes in one more dollar.
Well, he had me up until that point, and I'm like, did I just misunderstand him?
I just don't see a need for the product.
Good job,
Samantha. If you want to have an organic solution, there are easier ways that don't cost money at all.
Well, what do you say we vote?
Let's vote. Can't wait. Looks like four no's. I just don't see it here. Send them down.
Going down.
Oh.
Very sad. I'm sorry, judges. I wish you could have seen me. I'm a new parent. That's why I came up with the idea. I actually made one of these with my baby. I could never tell when the baby's diaper needed to be changed. This saves so much time for me. Raising your baby to take a sniff is not the easiest thing to do, and it wakes the baby up, which is the last thing you want to do as a new parent. You want to get back to bed.
Coming up on the next Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch.
Yes, hell yeah.
I think I'm bigger than that guy. I've been working out.
Who's bigger? Get over here.
Oh, yeah.
To apply for season 6, go to entrepreneur.com/elevator pitch.